live and local, here for you. Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. A lot of baseball scores to report from yesterday. Both Huron Teener teams and the Legion are playing in tournaments out of town. For Huron Post 7 Legion, they're taking part again this year in the Gopher Classic. Huge tournament being played at multiple sites around the Twin Cities area. Post 7 playing in the suburb of Hopkins, Minnesota, played twice yesterday, lost both games in the first game. They lost to Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 8-2. For Huron, Logan Leyendecker had an RBI single. Jackson Mackey drove in a run. Trace Wins had two hits, a single and a double. Tanner Gilbert, a single, and Colton Ogle had a pair of singles. Lane Wenzel pitched the first three innings and took the loss. Brady Feenstra came on in relief. The second game, a tough loss for Post 7, playing the host team, Hopkins, Minnesota. Huron built a 5-2 lead on the strength of a grand slam home run, but Hopkins rallied and got the walk-off win in the bottom of the seventh, 6-5. For Huron, it was Colton Ogle with the grand slam. Logan Leyendecker had two singles and an RBI. Bubba Peterson and Jackson Matke both singled for Post 7 as well. Jack Peterson, tough loss for him. He pitched a complete game but was tagged with the loss. Tournament continues today with two more games and another game tomorrow at least. We'll get to the schedule here coming up. Here on Teener teams, both teams are at the Midsummer Classic in Sioux Falls. Each got a game in yesterday. The Huron U16s opened up with a 12-0 shutout win over Harrisburg. Game on the 10-run rule after four innings. Huron 13-14s played DeSaico Cato, Minnesota. They lost 14-3 in four innings. A look at the schedule for today and for this weekend as well. For Huron Post 7 Allegiant, they continue their play at Hopkins, Minnesota. They'll play Forest Lake, Minnesota, and Omaha, North Nebraska today. Finish up their pool play with Bemidji, Minnesota tomorrow. The Teener teams, 16s and 13-14s. 16s will play Excelsior, Minnesota today, and Winnipeg, Canada, Bonneville. Not sure if I'm saying that right. 13-14s have match up with Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls, and they'll play again tomorrow as well. There's also amateur baseball, Pony Hills. This is a makeup game from a few weeks ago. Wessington Springs is at Four Corners today, and that's the rundown of our local schedule. Just a few announcements to pass along. First off, Tiger Roar Booster Club is now hosting the Tiger Quarterback Club Golf Scramble. The Golf Scramble is a week from today, Saturday, July 20th, at Broadland Creek. Shotgun start at 11 a.m. I would assume there's still time to get an entry in if you can. They would like to have registrations in here as soon as possible now. Cost to sponsor a four-person team remains at $240. That includes green fees and dinner for all four golfers. There will be 18 pin prizes, and again, they would like to hear from you as soon as possible. If you plan to take part, contact Heidi Evans here in Huron or contact Mendrata Broadland Creek at 605-353-8525. Several notes for high school athletes. First off, for any high school athlete in the area that's in need of a physical before the new school year starts, there's several options here in Huron. Huron Clinic is taking appointments for high school athletic physicals now through August 18th. Call for an appointment at 605-352-8691. Carr Chiropractic Clinic and Schroeder Chiropractic Clinic are offering free athletic physicals by appointment only. Call Carr 605-352-5264 or Schroeder 605-352-4297. New Life Clinic, call to make an appointment, 605-352-2117. Parent must be present and bring their insurance card. HRMC Physicians Clinic is offering free sports physicals on selected dates. They have two more dates coming up on Tuesday, July 23rd, 1 till 4:30, and Thursday, July 25th, 8:30 till 12 noon. Appointment only. Call the Physicians Clinic to schedule 605-353-7660. Be sure to bring in your Activities Association physical form for the appointment. Messages for Huron High School athletes. The sports year kickoff meeting will be Wednesday, July 31st in the High School Commons and Auditorium. Sign-ups for middle schoolers and high schoolers begins at 5 p.m. in the Commons. There will be a general meeting for all fall coaches, athletes, and parents in the auditorium beginning at 6 o'clock. Then sports-specific meetings with coaches for high school athletes beginning at 6:15. Also, impact testing for the concussion baseline, that testing will begin, and once August gets here, testing times will be available on August 1st, August 2nd, August 5th, and August 6th. All athletes must take the test every 2 years if you've had a concussion. In the past school year, it's advisable to take the test again this year to establish a new baseline. Minnesota Twins are out west in San Francisco playing the Giants as they wrap up the pre-All-Star break schedule last night. Kind of a clunker for the Twins. They fell behind early, never got back in it. Saw their home run streak end as well. Here's the recap.
Twins and Giants from Oracle Park on Friday night, and the Twins, well, they had some opportunities all night long. Unfortunately, the only time they were able to come through was in the sixth inning on an RBI groundout by Willie Castro, but it was all Giants on Friday night. They got one in the first, two more in the second, a run in the fifth, and late in the ballgame, it was Michael Conforto in the seventh inning who put it away. 0-2 pitch. This one lined down the left field line, and that's going to be a fair ball, and that's going to end the streak is rounding third. And a throw to the plate, not in time to get Chapman. It's a two-run double for Michael Conforto, makes it 7-1. That would be enough as the Twins would lose by a final score of 7-1. Joe Ryan, he took the loss. He went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 5 runs on 6 hits. He walked 3 and struck out 6 as the Twins would lose 7-1. They would try to rebound here on Saturday night. Game time at 6:15 Central. Simeon Woods-Richardson goes for the Twins. Hayden Birdsong goes for the Giants. We'll have it here from Oracle Park. Sean Aronson on your home for Twins baseball.
5:30 pregame coming up later today here on KOKK. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we have a long conversation with the new activities director for the Huron School District. Former Huron Tiger Scott DeBoer officially took over the job on July 1st. We'll talk about his journey to from Huron, leaving Huron, and coming back to Huron. We'll also have a little more on Twins baseball as well. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk with Scott DeBoer, Huron High School alumnus that has returned to his hometown and
is taking over as activities director of the Huron School District, taking over for Terry Rodert, effective on July 1st. And Scott, first things first, just settling in, you had a lot of wheels in motion there during the month of June, from moving to taking a trip. So I'm sure it's all been a flurry here the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, but it's been exciting. I think both, well, my wife, you know, is obviously new to the community. I think we've both been kind of overwhelmed with just different people who are excited about our family coming to town and some of the things that we can be a part of in our positions and different people that we've been able to meet through the transition. So it's all been very positive so far.
Now, I talked to you when you first took the job back in February, but we'll just kind of expand on that a bit. What brought you here? You know, you had an administration job at Watertown High School. What made you decide, I want to get back into athletics?
It was really a lot, driven a lot by that. Just, I felt as much fun as it was to be an assistant principal and the different ways that you can interact with kids in that capacity, I felt really far removed from a lot of where my passion was and a lot of the things that really did kind of guide me into teaching and coaching or into education in the first place. So this was an opportunity where there was opportunities for both my wife and I to continue to pursue what our paths have been and where our passions maybe are, and in a community that I knew I'd be comfortable in and that was supportive of the school. And I think all of those things that are important to me and to the place that I want to raise my family all were in place when we were able to apply for those positions.
Now, technically, you weren't born here, but you came here at a very young age when your mom and dad moved from Elkton here to Huron. So, and obviously, this is your hometown.
Yeah, no, I wasn't born here, but I'm full blood Tiger. Everything I did through school was here in Huron, and every kid I looked up to playing and things like that as I was coming through were wearing orange and black, and so yeah, that was a big part of it for me through the interview process and still has been through the transition, is how important that was for my development and to be able to try to facilitate opportunities for kids in this community, in a community that I know is really supportive of the school. You know, a one school community like this, I think, is another important aspect of just coming here, because you know that there's paw prints all over town, and that's a big part of what's cool about growing up in this community. And there's some unique challenges to it, but certainly as a kid, to know the opportunities that you have and the support that you have from people outside of just your circle of parents is really cool, and it's something that I wanted to be able to get behind in this role too.
We'll just kind of take it chronologically here. We'll talk about growing up in Huron. I guess you just kind of mention all the pause around. You saw Tiger Nation at its best in 2004. You were a sophomore. You were one of the rotation players off the bench for that state championship team. And, you know, that was quite a time to be alive in Huron.
Yeah, it certainly was. And there's still a lot of people that can see pathways to that success again, too. That's one of the things that, as I've continued to have meetings and talk with our head coaches, I think that's one thing that continues to be a theme, is each of them within their own domain can see a pathway to success. We've just got to be resourceful with what we do and continue to help our kids find opportunities to compete here. But yeah, certainly I have a lot of fond memories of growing up with the support behind what we were doing here in Huron.
You know, and you're known for basketball. You're an all-conference player, a two-year starter, three-year varsity player. I believe you're also heavily involved in track and just running in general as well, but probably best known for basketball.
Yeah, I think that's where my passion started. As I got into coaching, you know, I think even as a student athlete, I recognized the balance that those two sports provided me, and I dabbled a little bit in cross country, but it's good you didn't do your homework on where I placed in some of those. But and football, you know, I did as I was a little bit younger, and so had a balance of opportunities, but obviously my passion was basketball growing up. That's kind of where I pursued things. But playing and coaching both, I think seeing the perspectives of that team environment versus more of an individual sport was really important for me growing up, but also just professionally, to kind of see the different approach that you take with certain athletes and with a team-oriented environment as well.
And as you made your way from Huron, I think you went to Mount Marty, then to South Dakota State. But I guess first things first, you were looking at teaching and coaching. And, well, that's exactly what your dad, Bob, did. Your mom, Kathy, was in the school district as well. So, obviously, you're kind of following their footsteps.
Yeah, I think I grew up in a house of educators, obviously, and so was really exposed to those relationships that they were able to have with different kids and, you know, obviously students and athletes that my dad coached, was able to see that kind of go all the way through where he, when he'd run into kids and stuff that remembered different things from playing days, and whether it was playing for him in Elkton or in Huron, you kind of can see the impact of what that is as you're growing up and can pursue that. You know, and I think it was obviously really good family dynamics for them to be able to support me and be a part of our development, my sister and I. So seeing that side of it was really important, but I also, the people that had the biggest impact on me outside of my family were teachers and coaches. And so to think that I could kind of make a deep impact on maybe a smaller number of individuals as you get to know them growing up was important for me, because I felt like that was a purpose that you could get behind and something that would be fulfilling in terms of a career.
Well, as I said, you went to Mount Marty there for a year, and you went to South Dakota State. And it seems to me, if I remember right, once you went to SDSU, you kind of jumped into coaching right away there with Brookings.
Yeah, that was a big part of why, you know, I went to Mount Marty to play. I didn't want to let that opportunity totally pass me by. I wanted to explore it, but really, from when I was a senior to into that year at Mount Marty, I knew my goals were coaching. That was where my aspirations were, and so I moved to Brookings to jump on some chances there to do more of the coaching side of it. Took advantage of some different opportunities at SDSU and, like you said, at Brookings with their basketball program, and so those were really good for me because it allowed me to network. It gave me some exposure to that side of things before I was really ready to take a job and a position, and got a chance to have some mentorship through Coach Ingebretson and to see kind of how Aaron Johnston ran his women's basketball program. And so that was a good move for me professionally in a lot of ways.
So after you get through SDSU, did you go directly to Pierre from there, or was there a stop in between?
No, I took a position at the middle school, part of the boys basketball staff under Terry Becker. Again, kind of a result of networking and an opportunity that provided itself. Was there for 2 years, coached on the boys basketball staff, and then wanted to continue to see kind of what the whole realm of the coaching spectrum was. Had an opportunity to go be a graduate assistant for Paul Sather at Northern State and see kind of the college perspective. So I took advantage of that, followed Matt Martin into that position with Coach Sather, and got my master's at Northern while I was there, and then I returned to Pierre, yeah.
So, and at Pierre, you know, you seem to be pretty happy being on the boys' staff, but then all of a sudden there was a late opening with that girls' team that you knew was going to be pretty good. I know you waited a lot, but you did take over the girls' program for a few years there in Pierre.
Yeah, like you and I said before we got on air here, My professional path has taken a lot of turns that I would not have projected or really thought about, but I just kind of followed where I felt like my heart should be and where I could pursue my passions. That was an interesting time. I don't know that it was anything where I felt like they were good. Obviously, we had Sydney Palmer was in the program at that time, so there was certainly some opportunities there with talent. But yeah, was very comfortable with Coach Becker. He and I had a really good relationship. I was looking forward to the next opening to be a head coach and take advantage of that opportunity, something that I always really aspired to. And he said, you know, like, you want to see what it's like to be a head coach, it's right here at your doorstep, and you don't have to move. You can see what it's all about. You can start building a program and figure out kind of the ins and outs of that. And so we had a really good relationship and to that point, he knew that that was a really good opportunity for me and kind of pushed me to do it. And obviously, he had to bear a little bit heavier load on his own program as a result of it, but it did allow me to grow. And it was like fast track to build your program, because I had from when I got approved at the school board to practice was, I think it was a week. So that was, obviously I'd been hired before that, but just hadn't been approved. So I had really 2 weeks of this is what my opportunity is going to be, and this is what I want it to look like. And then I still had a lot of lumps and growth that needed to happen, which again was really good to have a mentor like Terry there, but also to have somebody to say, like, no, you need to figure out what it's going to look like in your program and move forward that way.
I think, what, was it 3 years that you were head coach there in Pierre? 2 years, 3 years? Oh, 5 years.
Six.
Okay. I'm way off on that. Well, then you spent 6 years as head coach for Pierre Girls, and then you moved to Watertown, and that, I don't know if that was really on your agenda, except for the fact your wife got a job in Watertown.
Yeah, and it was, kind of one of those things where, and I told our girls as I was explaining kind of our family situation, like, I can't tell you to sacrifice any of your goals and ambitions and then hold back somebody who's living in my house. And so it was the right opportunity for her. She took advantage of it, and it was a really good opportunity for our family to kind of get on our own 2 feet and grow as a family and grow together as a family. And it allowed her to really see where her passion was, and she's a really good principal. And just speaking as a taxpayer of Huron, they're lucky to have her in charge of Buchanan, I can tell you that for sure. So that, like I said, winding roads. And so, that was a chance for her to pursue some things. And I felt like in the coaching world, there's turnover and there'd be opportunities. I was able to be on the boys staff, which was kind of a unique perspective to go from being a head coach to being an assistant and take on a little bit more of a mentorship role there. Was a part of the track staff as well. So to see another activities program or another sports program and how they did things and did things differently from what I become accustomed to, it was really good for me, and it has served me in this position as well, because it's more exposure to just different ideas and philosophies.
Scott DeBoer, as he takes over as activities director for the Huron School District, moved into the position on July 1st. Still more to come with Scott. Had a lengthy interview with him this week. We'll be back with Scott after this on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. Dakota Sports Saturday continues. Talking with Scott DeBoer, taking over as the new activities director for the Huron School District. We left off. He had just left Pierre and went to Watertown, as his wife had a very good opportunity to serve as a principal in the Watertown School District. And Scott, while that was obviously the good move for her and her career and your family, it kind of left you out there on a lurch. That first year you were in Watertown, outside of coaching, you really didn't have a full-time teaching position.
Yeah, it was a little bit of kind of grab what I could as far as opportunities to show that I wanted to be a part of teaching and coaching still. It was a chance for me to reevaluate, like, okay, here I am, I don't have a contract for this coming year. And I really tried to dig in and try to see what opportunities are out there that would interest me, and nothing away from kids seemed very enticing. So, I did a little bit at Lake Erie Tech. I did a little bit for the high school, was coaching. I got to spend a little bit more time with my kids, and that was good too. And so, tried to take advantage of that year as best I could. I don't know if I could redo it again, how I would do it differently, because I think it was good that I showed them that I was trying to be a part of the district and get my foot in the door, so to speak. And so that I think led me to the opportunity that I was given as an assistant principal the following year.
Okay, so let's move on. I think about January of this year, you're just sitting along there. You have your assistant principal position. You're not thinking much of anything else. All of a sudden, I'm sure you knew Mr. Roeder was retiring, but all of a sudden, do I throw my hat in the ring? I think there were discussions with people, I believe, and then you said, you know what, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, you hear different names get tossed in and who was going to apply, and had different people talking to me about it, and I started asking some questions, and obviously with two positions available for us, that was a conversation in our house several times about whether this would be good for us and something we wanted to do. We had a kid coming, so a little bit of grandparent help was certainly a part of factored into the equation. It's hard to really define the whole thing other than there was an opportunity to kind of get back associated with the sports piece. There's a lot of things I appreciated and liked about the administrative role that I had, and this obviously that's a part of this position too. And so a chance to maybe do some more mentoring on the side of coaching that I wasn't really feeling like I was a part of as much in the assistant principal role. Obviously a lot more education environment driven or curriculum and some of the things that are important and day-to-day things at the school, but just had kind of taken me away from what I felt like my roots were.
So look at where you're at today, athletic activities director for the Huron School District. I think one thing that probably helps you out, you're very familiar with ESD, being at Pierre, being at Watertown. T area comes in this year. It's not like it was when you were playing, where we played everybody home and away in the conference. Basically, you have one conference game against each school. If you play somebody twice, one's a non-conference. Things has changed, but it just kind of, T, and then before that Harrisburg, just shows that's the growth of the Sioux Falls area.
Yeah, there's a lot of things different than 20 years ago. There's no doubt about that. So it's been a good part of the learning curve. I haven't had a chance to get to know all the ADs, but several of them reached out after I got the position. I know that's a network that needs to collaborate really well together. I've already reached out to a couple of people that are connections to me, or had people reach out to me on different things that I'm already trying to learn through in this position. Obviously, Ryan Moores is another one that has already kind of offered some mentorship, and I've had conversations with him as well. I think my different experiences and experiences in different communities and kind of my pathway, as windy as it has been really good for me in that regard, because I think I have some people that I can trust and lean on and ask questions of as I try to get comfortable.
And there's been a lot of positives here. There's been expansion here in the last 10 years in Huron. The two that stand out, of course, putting the turf on at Tiger Stadium, and also just installed a new track. And, of course, that new tennis complex across from Tiger Stadium is just flat out impressive.
Well, yeah, as you start to evaluate, like, is this a job that I want to take, and is there enough there to really feel like you can be successful? One of the things that really sticks out and that is an envy of a lot of people in South Dakota is what our facilities are. And so I think if you have places where you can provide opportunities, which we obviously do, and not just places but really – really cool facilities. I mean, the arena is really cool. Tiger Stadium looks really good. The tennis complex is, I mean, there's nothing like it that is driven by schools in South Dakota. And so the Tiger Activity Center is an envy of most schools in South Dakota too. We just have things that other people don't. And so the expansion and the things that Coach Roeder has done to help facilitate that are things that I want to make sure that we can keep our eye on and continue to find ways to improve what we have and make sure that that those facilities are creating part of the experience here in Huron.
You know, and as you get into the day-to-day business, as once the school year gets going, you'll see, you know, it's well known, there's a shortage of officials in the estate. And we're not talking varsity, we're talking about those 7th and 8th grade games, the JV, the freshman games. You know, there's going to be things to deal with that. You want to make sure you have coaching staffs filled. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of day-to-day things that, you know, you'll see once the school year starts.
Yeah, things that'll kind of always be on top of mind. I mean, I've got sitting right here, I've got our coaching assignments. We're in a pretty good spot across the board, but certainly retaining those people is important. And I think you go back to what you hope for as far as community support, and that's one of the things that you hope for, is that our community understands the sacrifices that coaches go through. Again, as I've sat down with our coaches, every one of them is very kid first and kid centric, and trying to do what they can to compete and still provide opportunities for kids in our community, not just kids that are on their teams. And so I think we've got one of the things that's been reinforced for me. It was sold to me that we have really good people, and one of the things that's been reinforced for me as I've sat down with our head coaches is we have really good people in place. We have people that have a vision for their program, that want to see all of our kids succeed and be a part of things, and so that's been an exciting part of this first couple weeks for sure.
You know, when I look at the head coaches, I was just thinking of this, basketball coaches, Cody Kaufman, Tim Budnagan, you're very familiar with, you've known them forever. On the other hand, football coach Drew Strand, our wrestling coach Matt Goth, you know, there had to be introductions there.
Yep, and I that's been really good. I think it's been okay that there's a little bit of that familiarity, that, and you kind of know some of them. You know, Julie King's another one that was a head coach while I was here. So there's some familiarity. There's some familiarity with competing against some of these people. So that adds some perspective or a different lens for me. But yeah, I've appreciated getting to know some new people and getting into some insights into how they want to run their programs and what they think they need to do or can do to be successful. And so all those things, those have been fun conversations, yeah.
And then one thing, too, I've been trying to emphasize, too, your activities director, not athletic director. It's not athletic, just athletics. There's fine arts. There's a lot of activities that all our kids are involved in.
Yeah, that's been clear to me since the start, is the hopes for this position is it's activities director, and all of those things fall under the umbrella of this office. They look different, and obviously they play out differently as kids are involved, but it was something that I was sincere about in my interview, that a big part of what I want to do well in this position is provide opportunities, and so finding ways to be creative and resourceful and facilitating that across the board in our fine arts and in our sports, and I've got young kids, so I don't know what opportunities I need to be facilitating on their behalf, so I want to make sure I'm doing the best I can across the board, because, like I said, who knows what their interests are going to be, and that's maybe a selfish way to look at it, but it's also a way for me to kind of keep my eyes open to, we've got to make sure that all kids in this district have an opportunity to find their passions and to see what their capabilities are and you know, where they can be successful on their way through the school district.
And you mentioned the family. We'll get to that here to kind of wrap things up. Four kids now, so it's a busy household even without you and your wife's job. Your wife, tell us about her first off. Just like you, she's the daughter of educators.
Yep, you probably get to know us both and you question how she even came down to me. But, came from a family of educators. Her dad has held several leadership roles in Kansas and South Dakota. Her mom held several leadership roles in different public and private and federal educational programs. So she's got really good mentors and has leaned on them, and I know that's kind of been a fun part of the dynamic in our family, and certainly with her and her parents, is our ability to, when we left Peer and she was able to take an administrative position, that kind of allowed that mentorship part of her family to flourish a little bit. So that's been kind of fun to see. yeah, she's really effective with what she does in her buildings. She's a positive and uplifting person, so I think teachers will appreciate being around her. I don't think she sacrifices much in terms of what her expectations are, but she certainly finds ways to be supportive. And I know she's had really good success at the two schools that she's been a part of so far.
And, of course, four kids, so like I said, it's a busy house.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to see that dynamic, and like I said, part of our move to Watertown is you got to see our kids kind of grow together. It's another part of what was, to me, a little bit enticing about, coming to Huron is it's a community that's supportive of the school system, similar to Watertown. Nothing against Watertown, but the opportunity to come to a community that's supportive of its school system was important. And we've kind of done the staycation stuff and tried to explore Huron, and it's kind of fun to see in their eyes a little bit and watch them find friends and get to know people and get comfortable with the community. And they've found their way to the library several times and taken advantage of a number of the different community resources, so that's been fun. It's been fun to have people try to plug us into different opportunities here in town. And so, yeah, busy household, but certainly by choice, and it's been fun to watch them grow into each other as far as the sibling dynamics.
And wrap it up with this, back to the job here. You've been in the office here since July 1st. Overwhelming at all, or just, there are just so many things to look over, people you probably still haven't met that you need to, but it all just takes time.
Well, and one thing that, it's an appropriate time to mention that Coach Roder had things really well established, a lot of things in place, was really sure to leave behind something that somebody could pick up and run with, and he was really supportive of me in the little bit of time that we had together in his transition to retirement. And I've tried to hold on to my, I don't know if he's got a count on how many phone calls I get to have before he blocks my number, but I've tried to hold on to all of them so far. And it just feels like you want to be a lot of different people or a lot of different places at once, in terms of you want to be supportive of a lot of different people and different types of programs and have a really good handle on all of it as it comes at you. And so trying to make sure I'm ahead of that as much as I can, and that's part of why I've called on our head coaches to really clue me into some of that stuff and hopefully open the door to positive relationships and good communication between them and myself. And Taryn in our office has been really good about calming whatever fears I maybe have on different things, because she's got a really good awareness of the office and what really comes through here. It's good. I understand there's going to be a huge learning curve, and hopefully our coaches and community give me a little bit of grace as I fumble through it. But I also trust that I'm going to do my best to have a presence and make sure that the opportunities that we're providing kids are positive and fulfilling competitive opportunities.
Scott DeBoer just newly moved into the chair here on High School Activities Director, replacing Terry Roder, who has just retired after 16 years heading up all activities for the Huron School District. Fun to have Scott back here as well. Did his games back when he was in high school, and full circle as he returns to his hometown of Huron. We'll talk some Twins baseball as we wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. Wrapping up Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk some Twins baseball. The Twins out in San Francisco, and after tomorrow's game, they get to the All-Star break. Two players for now going to Arlington, Texas for the All-Star game. Shortstop Carlos Correa and utility man Willie Castro. We'll get to that coming up. First off, though, opener of the series last night, kind of a clunker for the Twins. They haven't had a lot of those lately, but just couldn't get things going. Fell behind early, lost to San Francisco 7-1. Also, their home run streak of 28 consecutive games, the second longest in Major League Baseball history, came to an end last night as well. Joe Ryan got the start, pitched into the sixth inning, but took the loss, giving up five runs. He talked about his first outing in basically his home area.
I felt good. I prepared well. We came in